podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester! It's Alicia Unleashed, and I totally forgot to see what number episode we're on.
31.
31.
Wow.
Wait, no.
A long way.
Are we on 31? We are on.
Holy crap.
Hold up. Wait a minute. 32.
Wow. 32. Right. We're creeping up. Yeah. We're almost at your age, Bridget.
Yeah. two more episodes. I mean, you know.
We are here tonight with my cousin John.
Yay!
Oh, love John!
And I'm here tonight to promote my new sex toy line.
Yes! Yes. Oh my God, I'm in.
I wish I did. I need something to make me a little bit more money.
And we got B-Side.
What up?
So this is the day after July 4th, so exciting. How was everyone's weekend? John, you're here because, I don't know, how'd you get here?
I ran into Joey at Crazy Carl's party, and he said, you have to be on Alicia's show. And I was like, well, that bitch never invited me back. So I was like, and I made him call her right then and there, and then today I got a phone call that I was required, so I flew out here, and I rescheduled Oprah.
Yep.
And now I'm here, and I'm really regretting it. And I got post-nasal drip, or it's the 9 cigarettes I smoke a minute. Not quite sure yet.
What'd you do this weekend, Bridget?
Well, you know, because I've come over to your house late at night for arancini, like, twice.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Do you have arancini right now?
I have one, yeah.
Would you?
Want me to pour one in the microwave?
Could you?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start crying. I'm so happy.
Dude, they're so good. They saved my life, what was it, Saturday night? Saturday night was the second, right? Yeah. It's not all a blur. I mean, after the 14th beer and then... Yeah, there's some black spots in my brain.
There's always black spots in my
you
brain.
Know?
I wake up with black spots because I just think I have early onset dementia at 21. 21, that's what I'm sticking to.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, I realize I'm getting too old for this shit. Like, this is why I party on the 3rd, because the 4th is just recovery day. It's always been recovery day. It's never, like, go and... go out and do anything. So I'm grateful that Gloucester has decided to do all their stuff on the 3rd. By the way, I listened to the Gloucester cast this morning. Had no idea that they knew that the Runaround was playing. It totally passed me. So I was shocked and like thrilled that the Runaround was playing the concert, because that was the only reason
I love the Runaround.
Why I go to the Boulevard.
It's our hands down, like, my favorite.
I will say, I apologize, Carlos, that I only showed up 30 minutes before the fireworks. I mean, I was technically right there on Centennial, but, and we still danced, and that's why my body still hurts today.
So, you went to the beach, you just said that, right?
I did go
to
the beach.
No lie, you waited 2 hours from exit 13 to get into Wingersheet Beach.
What day was it?
Saturday. Sunday.
I was there Monday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Everyone was on top of each other, but we didn't have to wait that long to get in.
So, the goal was to leave the house by 8:30. That didn't happen. We left about like 9:25. We get right up to Annie's Variety and we're stopped. And the person who was driving, I love you, Joel, but you could just see his rage go, we're gonna be here for 30 minutes, we'll be fine. So we started making bets in the back seat, and we also hydrated with water.
Water, yeah.
Yeah.
I love water.
And so I started Snapchatting. I was like, all right, placing bets. How long is it going to take us to get to the beach? And, the driver said 11 or 10:48. his cousin said 11:10. I said 11:25. His cousin and I got onto the beach at 11:10 because we had to go to the bathroom so bad that we hopped out of the van and, like, booked it to the beach. And thank you for having the bathroom closed, the women's bathroom closed. So once again, I was in a porta potty, and this one was disgusting. Like, I took my dress off. I'm like, I'm not touching a thing. Like, oh, I was doing elbows and stuff.
Mm. I don't even do elbows anymore. I just, I can't. I don't do public bathrooms. I can't. I have this thing, and I don't know if it's like a cleanliness thing, but I can't shit anywhere but my own house. So if my house ever burns down, God, you know, God forbid, I probably am going to die as some kind of backup. Like, I mean, it's not, I don't even care. Like, I'm the kind of person, I will leave work to go home to shit.
Oh, you're right.
I'll piss everywhere. I'll piss wherever you want me to. If you pay me, I'll piss on you. But I am not going to shit anywhere but my own house. I just,
so you're like that kid on, so you're like that
American Pie.
Shit break.
Yeah, shit break.
Have you watched American Pie?
Not in a long time. I think I've seen it once when I was like a kid.
Oh, well, then you have to watch it.
I think it's like one of those things that everyone should see. It's one of those movies. Yeah. But, like, I've also never seen, like, I don't know, like, one of those, what are those everyone movies? Like, The Breakfast Club.
Oh,
Because I have this, like, weird hatred for Molly, what's her face?
Ringwald.
Yeah, I just can't stand her. Mm-hmm. I can't stand looking
I'm not
at
a
her.
Fan of her either, but, I mean, you have to see Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I just...
See, Breakfast Club is my
least
favorite.
I have a weird aversion to the 80s.
It's my least favorite 80s movie.
Oh my god, I love it.
I have this, like, weird aversion to it. I won't... Oh, Alicia, these look so good.
Yeah. Oh. Are they warmed in the inside?
I don't care. I'll eat them cold.
Will you?
I'm that person like pizza. I don't care. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it's a little...
So anyway, I think the Gloucester Public Beaches... especially when they're at Wingersheek, they should be putting signs a little further out from just right before the parking lot. Like, even by the camping site.
Well, here's the problem. They have a blinking sign at exit 14 about Good Harbor Wingersheek. Well, that's not where people get off to go to Wingersheek.
Right. I mean, if you
they
live on Essex Ave, you're just coming down that side.
So what they really need to do is they really need to put that blinking sign as you turn to take that left at Wingersheek. Because that's what all the tourists are coming from.
But also the thing is they're not responding to it right away. But you got five teenagers literally just sitting at the gate with police officers and older people taking the money. Get one of them on a bike or a skateboard and go up to the campsite right there and be like, the lot's full. If you are not resident, turn around.
Yeah.
And cut that shit out.
But you know, a lot of people, too, I think, feel like they're like, where are you going with those?
I want to heat
them
up more.
Oh, she's taking the arancini away from me. I'm getting nervous. I'm like, what
you're
did
done.
I do?
You're done. You can't have any more.
So a lot of people, I feel like, they'll just go to try to get in anyways.
Yeah.
They see those signs and they're like, oh, but then they're being turned away.
Right. Because
those signs aren't hard to miss. I'm sorry.
No.
It's just like, they really, you can run them over.
Well, we missed the sign because my friends live on Essex Avenue, so we just come down through West Parish, so we don't see. But we knew that the resident lot would be open. We just needed to wait for the tourists to turn around.
There
were families, like, dropping people off that, like, they turned, like, banged to you and, like, unloaded. And I was like, then that means that one person cannot...
Unless they're finding somewhere... I mean, Wingersheek isn't even one of those beaches that you can kind of just park and walk, because where the hell are you going to park?
Right, exactly. Like, exactly. And I feel bad for anyone that lives out there that... I would lose my
shit.
You know,
even my thing is, I was a tourist, Wingersheek's not even my favorite beach.
Yeah.
I don't care to go to it unless I'm on a boat.
Right.
And even then, as long as I'm on a boat, I'm grateful.
Because, I mean, the thing is, like, with Wingersheek, don't get me wrong,
You have to be at Good Harbor, though.
I've been going, I mean, the waves is where, like, tourists want to experience the waves, don't they?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you've never been in the ocean before, it's something.
I could never be landlocked.
I was in Orlando a couple months ago, and I was miserable for the pure fact that there was no an ocean.
Right.
And I'm like, how do these people live?
And Disney doesn't cut it.
No, I wasn't even in Disney.
Were you in the park?
I was in East Orlando.
Okay.
Like, University.
Yep.
Right underneath, what's it called? Oviedo?
Mm-hmm.
So we were over there. My friend goes to college out there. And I gotta tell you, I hate Orlando with a burning fucking passion. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised that any of this horrible stuff is happening there because I think it's God's armpit. It's too big.
See, I think New Mexico is God's armpit.
That might be, there are two armpits. I would assume that if there is a God, that he has two armpits.
Bakersfield is California's armpit, though. Bakersfield is,
oh, yeah.
God bless those people.
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel about a Walmart in New Hampshire. Seriously, you're in like your work. I'm in my workout clothes right now, and we're considered high fashion at a Walmart in Seabrook. Seabrook Walmart.
Yeah,
like it's just that's what they do. I don't even think they go to bars. They go to Walmart on a Friday night and walk around and rate each other's moods and buy beer because you can buy beer in any store there. And I think that's the point of independence, is that I should be able to buy liquor anywhere. And not from some puritanical laws written in 1776.
Right.
Well, because they keep voting on it. It doesn't matter. They keep voting on it, and it keeps getting thrown out.
I also think this whole 21-year-old to buy cigarettes thing is ridiculous.
21 to buy cigarettes?
Yeah, they changed it in Gloucester.
It's great.
Do they change it everywhere or just Gloucester?
Apparently the 100th city in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to do it. That's what the sign said that I was reading. First off, I think that at 18, if you're old enough to shoot a gun, you should be able to buy liquor and cigarettes. If you're old enough to join the army.
If you're old enough to kill people.
Yes, then
you should be able to have a beer.
Yeah, and I mean, no matter what age, if someone's an irresponsible drinker, they're going to be an irresponsible drinker. It just is what it is. It's up to the parents to teach them that, like, you probably shouldn't black out.
Right.
I mean, that was a conversation my mother thought she would never have to have with me. And we've had it probably a total of, like, 19 times.
How old are you now?
That's none of your business. How old are you?
Oh, well, I am going to be 35.
Uh-huh, really?
And she's struggling.
Really?
Yeah, I'm struggling with it.
Well, I'm sure Golden Living is looking forward to taking your application. No, I'm 23, Paul. I'm 23 years old.
Oh, okay, so 23. You made it. You made it, John.
I made it to what? This? I'm like... $1 left in my bank account away from hooking on the side of the road. Like I'll go up and down all the truck stops too.
I was gonna say, do you go down Roger Street? Like, where do you go?
Well, I heard that's a place to go, but I also have been eyeing the State Fish Pier.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed they park their trucks there a lot at night. Or I think it's a good gay man. Really, if you're gonna hook, it should be truck stops and rest stops because there are gay truckers. There have to be who want a little.
Yeah, Criminal Minds talks about them all the time.
You know what? Listen, if my claim to fame is a Criminal Minds story, it's better than being a Kardashian. I mean, but even then, look at them. They're doing pretty well.
Yeah, for doing
I got Chloe's book.
She doesn't know who the Kardashians are.
I don't know who the Kardashians are, but I have Chloe's book. Yeah.
Oh, why?
Looks better naked.
Oh, well, I love Chloe. She's my favorite Kardashian.
That's what I said. She's OJ's kid.
Allegedly.
Well, you know.
When are they going to do some DNA on that?
When she shows up in prison. He will only do a DNA test when she goes to visit him.
Really?
That's what he said?
Yep, that's the condition.
I don't think she even gives a shit. Because she made so much on the Kardashian name, and I mean, I guess she was raised as what's-his-name's daughter?
Robert Kardashian.
Yeah, so I think, you know, if you ever watch the show, which I do, very, very attached to their father.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
didn't he die?
Yeah, he did. He died of colon cancer, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like one of those things where it doesn't matter who your real father is, I guess, because that's who they saw as theirs.
Right.
But it's also how they also viewed Caitlyn.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, we got to be politically correct, but at the time it was Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
But I it's a sensitive subject. I'm all for trans rights and proper pronouns. I'm just retarded. I'm like, yeah, he, she, yeah, and it's just not even a.
It's a difficult thing.
I mean, it shouldn't be difficult.
Well, it shouldn't.
But I can't even remember
it's...
my own name or my own pronouns. Let alone. Well, that's the thing. I prefer everyone to call me Your Imperial Majesty or Highness or whatever. Work, so I never know if I really am a he or
so
she.
So, question for you.
Yeah, sure.
As a flame dame here.
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, I never heard that one before.
Oh, yeah. I was donned in San Francisco. Oh. All hail.
I can only imagine what you've had in some of your orifices. With gay friends. I mean, listen, we'll encourage anyone to do anything just because we want everyone else to feel the pain.
No. I've never played on the dark side. No.
Oh.
I've seen a lot of the dark side.
No, I'm sure.
And I've been to many bear bars.
Oh,
throughout the country.
Made it dirty.
Yeah,
I'm
thinking
of a bear too, but listen, I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that.
So what are you considered?
What am I think I'm considered a bear. Or okay. Because I'm young.
Oh, you're a cub.
You're a cub.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, thank God. I was going to say, well, there's an otter, too, but otter, I think
otters are, like, skinnier.
Skinny and hairy.
Yeah.
Oh, so they then, have otters?
Yeah, apparently. I found this
there's
out
seals,
a
there's seals.
Wait, what the fuck is a seal? What are you, rubbery, leathery?
It's,
well, like moisturized.
An Asian plumper.
Oh.
They're Asian?
Oh, yeah. I love how we're including every body type. Because there are some people, I don't even think they know what they are, and that's sad, because... Mm-hmm. How are you going to set your filter on Grindr if you don't know what you are?
Right. Like, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And the thing
why they have a thing on Grindr that says what you are?
Yeah, it's a filter. Yeah, you can just say like what you plenty are. Of fish yeah. And stuff like that. And you can also say that you're a chub chaser and something like that, you know?
Oosters.
Yeah.
I know a lot
that
about
is so funny.
The body types of gay men.
So you probably know more than I do. I barely even know mine.
Well, you know,
Well, she's been in the gay scene a lot longer than you have.
Yeah, well, sure. I mean, well, 23
well,
years.
Well, you know...
Here, she's got 10 years.
And I come back
this.
Here and I'm like, wah.
No, and that's the thing too. It's like everyone, wait, are we getting to get into the dating path?
Well, what is the, okay, so you have Grindr. What else is there
Scruff.
For a
date? Oh, wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Let
me
get
see.
In my phone.
Oh, let's do
so
it.
So I have Scruff, Grindr, Tinder, because my straight friends are like,
you're on the Tinder?
Yeah, but I have
oh, you're on the Tinder?
I got it when I was in Orlando because I was running out of ways to like meet dudes and I. Meeting 100 dudes a day was not filling my quota. I was insatiable.
So
I got Tinder.
Just trying to get
but I will say I've gotten the most dates from Tinder.
No.
Yeah. Tinder is more like, for me, it's like, all right, this is where I'm going to find my husband. I mean, it's not going to happen.
Oh, it's the classier
but, yeah,
Grindr?
It's a classier Grindr. Like, cause sometimes you're just
looking. Because Grindr, you're just looking for the.
Yeah, you're just looking to bust a nut. But on Tinder, I'm looking to bust someone's bank account after they marry me. I mean, I'm just kidding. Like, please, someone marry me. No, what else do I have? I just downloaded Jacked.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
what?
I don't like it though because they're the closest guy is like 20 miles away. I haven't even like really. I just played around on it.
Oh,
you
can't.
Anyone.
They're like traveling.
Yeah, and listen. You know, I gotta tell you, if you go into Boston, New York, any big anywhere but here, my Grindr like I have to like turn my phone off or like Scruff. It just blows up. Here, I'm like a fucking social pariah.
There's nothing.
Like, oh, there's nothing, and it's like it's very hard to run into someone you haven't slept with. Already.
Well,
it's
how
like,
about you get off the island, John?
I could do that, but...
But you gotta be worth it to travel.
Yeah, but I know, but
especially
like,
you gotta bust
I mean,
them.
You just,
people
you
say
just
get off the island, but, like, my friends are here, my work is here, I live here.
Go to
like,
Beverly.
Yeah, but I just started... Listen, I just started building a clientele, and I'm getting a really, really good following for the first
not
time.
Not telling you to move.
No, you
oh,
go
oh.
date off the island.
Dating off the
yeah,
island.
Yeah, what do you think you got Grindr's for? It tells you how many distance away they are.
Exactly. Yeah,
but also...
It's still this North Shore area.
Yeah,
yes,
it's not very sense. Good. It's usually where gay guys come to die. Like, we're the gay Florida.
Yeah.
For guys who can't afford Boca. Like, this is...
Heaven's waiting
yeah.
room.
Yeah, they, literally, heaven's waiting room. And I'm just... It's a long wait, I hope. Well, no one might like to walk out the door, and that's that. But, yeah, no, there's not a lot of...
So when did you join the Tinder?
When did I join the Tinder?
In
probably.
Orlando.
And when I was there... February, beginning
and you
March.
Literally have gone on dates from the Tinder?
Like one.
Okay. You know, I freaked
well,
out.
Well, I gotta tell you about this date. I'm a very spiritual person. I do Reiki. I have a strong faith. I'm not.
You got a face?
Oh, as long as you've got a face.
You know what I mean? Like, I have a strong faith. I mean, I have that fucking list.
Oh,
so,
faith.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, faith.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right? Someone always calls. It happens eventually. this is why Oprah won't book me all the time.
Is she still on the air? She's not on the air anymore.
She's got her own fucking network.
Oh. That's
oh,
true.
I'll put
my phone.
Right? Here we go. Yeah.
That's okay. We haven't.
And then, like, I own all of you. But anyway, so I'm a very spiritual person. Very, very. But I'm not like a Jesus pusher. Or anything like that.
No,
very,
you're spiritual.
Like, law
there's
of attraction. I like my crystals, and I like you know my grittings and all.
You're all about the universe.
Yeah, I'm all about the universe and everything it encompasses.
Right.
So, of course, when I was talking to some guy, and he was a medium.
Okay. Oh God.
And I said to myself, John, you have to go at least to get the free effing reading. Like, no, because I'm all about.
Fucking love him.
I'm all about it. So we met at a Bar Louie in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And. He was a really nice guy. Nice in the way that he was really narcissistic and madly in love with himself.
Was he a Scorpio?
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't even care. I did not even care at this point. From the moment I met him, I was like, dang, he's cute, but I'm done.
Mm. Wow.
Well, it wasn't... So we get there and we talk, and he's... I think he was like... He's one of those people that's like a Disney person.
Mm-hmm.
He works at Disney World. He wears, like, you know, the top hat, and he's very dapper. And well, he's paid to do it. He doesn't wear it out.
Yeah.
But in his meantime... I think he works at a Starbucks and he talks to dead people, which, I mean, that's very close to being my profile. Like, but anyway, so we go out and, you know, he's talking and I was like, I'm not going to ask him if anyone's near me. Because, you know, like, I wouldn't want anyone to be like, oh, can you throw a few foils in my hair and do some Reiki? I mean, you're not paying me. Like, I mean, I look like I'm cheap slut, but in reality, you're at least paying me a couple bucks. You know what I mean? But anyway, so when he mentioned it, he's like, yeah, I actually give readings for free. It's not a professional thing, you know, I have this, I'm a medium, yeah. And I was like, oh, in that case, because it's for free, it's for me. And I'm like, who's around me? And at the moment that left my lips, I regretted it, because I was like, those motherfuckers on the other side are going to do their best to embarrass me. And two, I'm going to start crying. And of course, you know, the first thing he says is, he goes, your grandma's here. And I'm like, what? What do you mean, my grandma? And it's like I didn't expect, like, I know who's around me at all times, but when you get that weird confirmation that it's just, I don't know, and I'm very emotional, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I cry over everything. Like, it's sad. But anyway, so no, the date was horrible, but I got a free reading out of it, so...
Was the reading even, like...
I mean, but it was stuff I already knew, so I knew it was, like, on point, but there was nothing that I didn't know.
So you didn't think he was fishing when he was asking you questions or telling
No, he didn't ask me any questions.
Oh, okay, so he was,
He
like,
talked
legit.
About himself the whole time.
Ah,
I know. And at the end, I was like, the least I can do is at least pay for his drink, right?
Right.
The waitress comes up. She goes, all right, you guys, you know, you good? Do you want more apps or anything? And at this point, halfway through the day, I was like, fuck it, I'm ordering calamari. But, like, ordering calamari in Orlando is not a good idea.
No.
But I was
There's
like,
no sea there.
Well,
There's
no
ocean.
First off, she's like, oh, you guys done? I was like, I'll have another drink. I was, whatever, I'm on vacation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I had another drink. He's like, no, I'm good. And he's sitting there judging me the whole time. I'm just literally chugging that dirty
Did your grandmother, like, talk dirty to him?
Well, no.
Someone on the other side's like...
No, they were just kind of like, oh, this is his first date. This is so nice, blah, blah. And it was just kind of one of those, like, a grandma thing, which I can guess some things never change.
Maybe that got in his head. He's like, oh, man.
Yeah, I think it got into his head long before he even got in the car. They were probably there on the car ride with him, which I... whatever. So the waitress comes up after I get the other drink, and she's like, all right, you know, should I get the check? And I was this close. I was... Put my hand in the bag. Oh, I got it. Don't worry about it. He goes, actually, can we get separate checks? And I was literally like, actually, you can get the check. I'm leaving. I was done.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I've never had that happen.
No, well, I mean, I'm sure you straight people are nuts. It's like,
well, all right,
you're on
so
the Fuck It Tour 2016. I'm on the Stop White People 2016 because we need some help. I don't know. It's not...
All right, so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
As you were talking,
I'm dying.
As you were talking, I thought of something. Because you said you were on a date, he only had one drink, he stopped, you had another one because you didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
On normally...
I don't know, that was my no one ever taught me how to date.
Right.
Like, I don't know, but I don't... But here's the thing, I wasn't looking for a boyfriend or a long-term relationship. I mean, you're not going to date someone 3,000 miles away, especially someone whose home base is fucking Orlando.
Right.
It's just fun. I was just having fun, having a good time.
So in general, if you were up, like, okay, but let's pretend you were home, let's pretend
mm-hmm.
you meet somebody, blah, blah, blah. You say, let's go meet for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you are out with this person with a drink, do you drink at your own pace? Or do you drink at the same pace? And then if they get another one, you get another one? And then so forth?
Well, I like to drink. So that's a
so
ball right there.
So do you not care? Like, will you just...
Well, I mean, you try to keep up with them, but... Or you stay at the same pace, but I kind of misread the situation, which I but listen,
well,
I...
Well, not that particular situation. Yeah, I'm just talking about in general.
I wouldn't know.
You've never gone out for a drink with anybody?
I mean, with my friend.
Not with a guy?
No, once. And
he's
that
was a baby.
Yeah, but who the fuck is gonna ask me out around here? And I'm sorry, here, I'm putting two pennies in. Actually, give one.
Like, at this point,
we're running out of change.
That's fine.
No, at this point, it's like, who? I mean,
you would have to go. Here's the thing: you would have to go on one of those more serious sites if you really wanted to look for someone to be
with. But I don't know how not serious I want to be about it, because I think when I put too much seriousness into my dating life, it's like
you get it's
like worry energy, and I push away more of what I'm trying to
make. So you're not ready.
No, I am ready, but I'm not seriously ready to go look for online. I think it's one of those things that if it happens, it happens. If I'm 30 years old and I've never had a boyfriend, never dated anyone, then I'm just going to buy someone from Russia, I guess.
You're going to let natural progression
I'm
going
to try to manifest it first. I think I'm definitely, I know there is someone
coming. I'm gonna die an old maid. That's what's happening.
Yeah, but you have two kids, so you can. If I had children...
I don't want to die an old maid, John.
But you can. Listen, the vibrators that they have these days are so much better than any man. The vibrators they have these days are so much better. Oh, sorry. Is so much. No, it's not. Grinder makes a different noise. Actually, we'll see if I'll show you the grinder noise right now. If I have not by the grace of God.
Oh, I know the grinder noise. Oh, don't you worry. Right. I set up my boss, my old boss's profile. Don't worry. I
appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I like that you would do that for someone.
I used to grab everyone's phones and scan for dicks. I'm like, do I know that?
Oh, I let the girls do that. Like, my girls, they still go on there, and they'll... But I can't let them on my Tinder anymore, because I wake up with 900 matches. And I'm like, who the fuck? It's like, hi, I'm Jerry. I'm a homeless clown from Detroit. And it's I'm not even, like, a cute Detroit, because if you're going to go Detroit, you might as well go Detroit. This is, like, crackhead 8 Mile, like, Eminem's, like, retarded older brother. Like...
The first 48. kind of Detroit, you know?
Yeah, it's not...
Say you were to find somebody, or say someone you were to match up with, and you were interested in meeting them. So, say you go out on the date, and you're having a drink, you're having, like, appetizers, whatever, you're having a great time. Mm-hmm. And they tell you, well, I live with my parents. Mm-hmm. Or I live...
Well, how old are they?
Well, you know, maybe they're like 25, 26.
Yeah, but let me tell you something as a millennial, and I know I'll get shit for this. In this
economy, I'm actually interested by the millennials. Yeah. Please tell me.
No, I'm just saying everyone else, because, you know, everyone loves to the whole fuck millennial thing when it's, you know, you who ruined our fucking economy, but whatever. I'm not yelling at them.
Wasn't
the microphone.
Wasn't us Gen X.
No, it wasn't, but... You know, it's just, if we're going to get into that, but what I'm saying it's hard to live on your own with bills. How people do it and don't sell drugs.
Do you still live with your mom?
Yeah, I'll live there as long as I'm possibly able to.
She'll let you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm Italian boys. You leave until, you know, you're 30 or you're married, and even then we'll probably end up with matching grave plots, and I'll follow soon after. You know, that's how it's going to work. But that doesn't bother me that I live at home. I'm 23. Like, I picked a career that takes, at the minimum, 6 years to build any kind of small clientele. Mm-hmm. But again, I know people who've been in Atlanta and have, you know, larger clients. But these are also people who have everything handed to them.
Now, what about
most people
in their
30s? Right. I've never had there's one thing in my life that I've had handed to me. Mm-hmm. And that was always my car situation. But I'm the type of person, I will drive whatever you give me as long as I have a car. Because it's a car. Cars are expensive. There are people in the world who can't afford cars. And they gotta, you know, schlup back and forth every day. And, you know, me, I deserve to be riding around in style. Or at least a brand new Hyundai. But that's the only thing that's ever been, that my father came into money and got me a car. But, it depends. I think if you're even, I don't know. When I'm, like, in my 30s, I'll let you know how I feel about the living at home situation where I'm at. But I think it wouldn't bother me.
Like, even this person you're going on
with, then we'll grow
together. Wouldn't matter.
Yeah, we'll grow together. Well, I wouldn't matter to me. No, if I met someone who was 25 and they lived at home, I would be wondering what kind of drugs they sell to live on their own.
Well, and that's...
If they do. You know what I mean? Unless they have a bunch of roommates or they're in college. But most people live... It's harder to move out. Not something I'm trying to do just yet. I'd like to poison the whole family and inherit everything, but no, I'm so kidding. No, because someone will hear it and call my mother and be like, he's out to kill you all.
Oh, no, we've got like four listeners, don't worry.
Yeah, but one of them will get back to her. People just naturally suck. And we'll get on that later. But yeah, no, I wouldn't mind if someone lived at home.
It's your situation.
Yeah, my ideal man is a 90-year-old oil millionaire with no children. And no ex-wives or husbands or...
Have you been to the back shore?
You should see what I have to wear to get anyone to look at me. Which leads to the question is, like, how like do these Well, you got pregnant young, yeah, right? And I don't understand how people get pregnant. I can't even get a high five from a guy, let alone trying to get anyone to, like,
exactly
impregnate me. Which I, but you know what I'm getting at.
No, I got impregnated twice, married, and now I'm divorced. So yeah, that's great. Well, so not that, you know, I got married so I'd never have to date again. Now look how that fucking went.
Well, listen.
I'm a great, right?
Well, I, hey, I've never been
now I'm fucking
divorced.
Out there.
I've been widowed. My first husband died in a really, really weird boat accident. My second one would have died in a really weird boat accident if he didn't leave me for his personal fucking trainer, but that's, you know, it is what it is.
You watched too much Kardashian.
No, listen, I just, I paint this dream life to escape the monotony of this boring, I mean, I'm not boring, it's incredibly blessed, but there's so much happening.
I think at some point you will, like, I have this feeling that you're, like, I didn't get off the island. I didn't leave until I was 24.
Yeah, but that's fine.
And
that's
I graduated college, and then I moved to California for 9 years. But I was gone for 9 years.
A lot of people have this thing where they like to island shame people. Oh, you never left the island. You have such a Gloucester mentality.
Island mentality.
But there's still, there's Gloucester, and then there's islands. Even though we're an island, we're a very specific breed of islander.
Yeah,
like,
I know. I tell everyone that no one really believes it until they actually move here or understand it. But yeah. Gloucester is very special.
No, it is. But there's so much.
And not just because your mommy told you so.
No, you're right. But growing up and seeing things, for every bad thing, there are two really good things.
Mm-hmm.
I have an amazing, amazing support system, an amazing, amazing group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want for much. I mean, that I also live at home with my mom, but but no, in reality, like there are a lot of people who have it worse, living in a lot less beautiful places.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
that's true.
You could be stuck doing what you're doing in Orlando.
Yeah, I could. Well, that...
Can I ask you a question about the whole thing that happened at the Pulse nightclub? Did your friends reach out to you at all to just say,
yeah,
hey?
Well, because I have my friend Sabrina who lives there, and mostly mm-hmm. people reached out to me to see if she was there. Or when I woke up to 9 text messages, and I'm sorry, Sabrina, but my first thought was when people were like, oh my God, is Sabrina all right? I go, this bitch got drunk and eaten by an alligator. Like, I don't know. I was
too
so...
soon? No.
I was like, no. I said, oh my God, this many people have that something to ask me about her. Something happened to her. But by the grace of God, no, she was fine. But it's weird because she could have been there.
Mm-hmm.
She goes dancing at gay club. You know what I mean? We went out to the clubs when I was there, but we didn't go to Paul's.
No, but like...
We went to Parliament House.
Okay.
So that's a different...
But did you... But did people in your support system, in your friends say, hey... As someone of the gay community, like, because I know that my friends out west were hurting. They were struggling, and they were pissed because none of their straight friends reached out to them to say, hey, you know.
If I lived in Orlando, it would have been different. Everyone mm-hmm. knew I wasn't there.
Right.
I wasn't in danger. I don't think people think to ask, oh, you're gay, how is it affecting your mentality? In the same way that, I don't know, I don't think I would be like, you know,
mm-hmm.
It becomes a generalization.
Yeah.
I think people want to avoid that. I think people want to be so...
Careful
and so politically correct that it gets to a point where they become offensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done that too, especially with people I know who happen to be transgender.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, do I have to reintroduce myself to you since you transitioned? Because I haven't seen you in years, and now you're like this gorgeous man, and you know, or you're this gorgeous woman now,
mm-hmm.
or you're a man now, woman. You know what I'm saying? But it gets to the point, and then, but I didn't tell you, I do this thing with guys because I think it's so funny, especially I have a lot of straight guy friends and I associate with a lot of straight males and, you know, I drink a lot. And when you drink a lot, you're around some characters. But people love to make, like, dick jokes, gay jokes to you. And I think it's funny because you heard how I talk. I'm like a fucking sailor with a coke habit. Like, it's not ever ending. But what's so funny is that I pretend to call people out and I get wicked offended. And it's just it's a split second of, oh my God, I can't believe you would say that to me. And you'd be surprised how offended they get. How dare you get offended at their gay joke?
Right.
Because they like gay people, and how dare you talk to them, a cis white male, who, you know what I mean? No, but it's just, that's how it is.
It's the same thing when
people
I
do. I mean, I don't, some gay guys get a lot better along in town with a lot of straight men.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, they're probably blowing them. Let's be honest. I know a lot of homewrecking hoes out there. But I mean,
Amen!
And that comes from, one, that's a lack mentality, a bored mentality. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's so boring, and I don't have this, so I'm going to go...
Do that.
Do this. But, I mean, it's also... I'd lie if I say I didn't do it either, but it's not anything I'd ever look for. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where I get really freaked out if I meet up with this guy and he has a ring on his finger. I ask 9 million questions about it, and even then, I don't always really go through with it. I mean, well, unless I'm drunk. Yeah. Listen, drunk John is a different person. So I can't speak for him. He has a completely different agenda, completely different lifestyle. I think he has, like, a degree in marketing. It's not me, so I can't vouch for that. But I will say that there's a lot of...
It's a weird street.
Yeah, we have a weird collection of homosexuals around here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, but most of them are my friends. Mm-hmm. And the ones who aren't, better watch the fuck out. it's funny. It's funny, you know. There should be more of a sense of community, but I think everyone loves to tear each other down because it's a lack mentality. It's like, if you're there and you're being fabulous and there's not enough for me. And
well,
listen,
that's gay mentality.
Yeah, but that's not even a gay, that's a lack mentality. Mm-hmm. That's just a mentality that people have in general. That, you know, they see me and it's like, oh my God, look at him, he has tons of friends, and you know, people want to say popular. I've been accused of being worried about that I'm too popular, but I'm just more worried about who's going to buy me a drink at the bar, let alone who's going to, you know, come and kiss my ass.
Right.
But it's you know, they see someone, there's a lot of jealousy. But that's a Gloucester thing in general. There's a lot of, oh, me and my neighbor's got a bigger fence than I do, so then I got to build one bigger because, God forbid, that means they got power over me.
Right.
And it's one of those things, you work through it. I got to work through it. I mean, I'm in all kinds of therapy and, you know, meditation and pills. No, I'm kidding. I'm all natural. What the fuck are we talking about? Can you get us back on track?
We are on track. We talked about this morning.
Topics? Because I don't want to bash anyone else. I'm a little... I'm being judgy.
No, you're not. Because you know what? So I experienced this after the Orlando thing, and I talked to Alicia about it, and I said, you know...
Did you have any friends there?
I did not, but I have friends that had friends that had left the club.
I've been
in the area when I trained for JetBlue. I lived in Orlando for a month.
Well, you did where in Orlando?
We lived right in downtown, but then I was always in Winter Park, hanging out.
Southwest?
Yeah, it's like right near the college, like full sail.
Oh,
right,
so you're down
stuff.
More.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, it was literally like a 10-minute cab ride back to my hotel and stuff like that.
Oh, all right.
So,
well, it's like a 20-minute ride to go even buy a pack of cigarettes.
You can't do anything. So, you know, I was curious because, you know, as someone that's older and has older friends, it affects them a lot more that their friends didn't reach out to them. And I actually had people email me and was like, hey, I have someone that I work with, I'm kind of close with, we joke a lot, you know, how do I approach them about what happened in Orlando? You say, hey, you don't go up and be like, hey, did you know anyone that was there? You just say, hey, you know, I'm sorry for what's happening with your community, because it brought a whole big spotlight on all
that
stuff.
Well, there's a whole bunch of issues, too, with it. It brings, right. Because people don't want to admit that there is racism and homophobia. I mean, and I don't want to be that person, but how many cops a month kill black people just because they're scared of them? I mean, yeah, there's a stigma around it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially when you come from an island mentality, too. I think, you know, everyone can relate. You know, everyone's been sketched out by someone once in a while. But that's just small-mindedness and also media control and, you know. But it becomes a thing where it became more, I think, about not that these two gay people out to escape, you know what I mean? To forget every worry they had and just dance and drink and have a really good time. It became a whole, ISIS is coming to kill us and this and that and ISIS. It becomes the whole... what I got mostly from the straight men that I've encountered, or the straight people, it's how dare anyone but us discriminate against our gays. You know what I mean? It's like how... Right. How dare, you know, this towelhead Muslim, you know, whatever you want to call it. I've heard more worse, but like you... Whatever you want, how dare they do this? And then it becomes the same type of racism.
Right, but it's like, wait a minute, you were just calling me something last week.
It's Islamophobia.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's literally, it's like you, and it becomes a whole about, we need guns and this and that. It's like, but when I go out to the gay club, I never thought before that I would need to bring a gun.
Right, exactly.
And then it becomes about an issue about gun control. I don't think anyone should have that kind of gun. I think we should have guns. I think it's a right to own a firearm, and I think the guns don't kill people, but there's never a need for a gun that takes down a room full of people in 10 seconds.
Right.
There's not. There's never a need for that. And I'm sorry, I don't think... it's like you might as well, you know, own whatever else the fuck you can kill people with massively. It's, yeah, people will still find a way to have them, but I think there needs to be some kind of... I don't think anyone should just be able to walk into the store to find it and be able to get it, which... Depends on who you go to buy it from.
That depends on the state.
Yeah, and I know people who walk into the stores and they're like, but I don't have a license, or pawn shops even, for the old, for these guns, and, you know, guys are like, or anyone, is like, you want to, no, it's fine, I'll look the other way, you can just buy it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I know people who just have guns to have that have guns.
Right.
And there actually is a statistic, and I think it's, and someone feel free to quote me if I'm wrong. I probably won't care.
We don't have a corrections department.
Yeah. Well, there's a statistic that 70% of women, I think it's 70% of women who have a gun in their house during a home invasion or sexual assault, the gun is used on them. It's wrestled from them and used on them to rape them or do whatever you have to do, whatever you're invading the home for.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think there's,
that's,
I don't know.
That's a crazy stat.
I don't feel safer with a gun in my house. I mean, listen, I was raised Italian. I have the Grolin pin and a wooden spoon, and I can I could probably take down a room of 20 people in like 5 minutes with one of those. But not that I would, but you know, I don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry about that. I don't worry that ICE is going to show up on my doorstep and kill me any minute.
No.
You know what I mean? They're all the way over there, and you know.
So, do you have any summer goals? I mean, I know summer is
getting through. I love it. Summer is not done yet. We have barely just started.
So, what's happening with the summer? Do you have any goals for the rest of the summer?
Yeah, I'm trying to build my clientele more. I'd like to have more.
Why don't you tell everybody where you're at?
I work at Fatima's Hair Design, located at, oh crap, Main Street. Yeah, but what's the number? God, I say this 900 times a day.
Oh no, don't even care about
the
number.
It's Fatima's Hair Design on Main Street.
Where is it next to?
It's in the Browns Mall.
Okay.
So if you go to, Dr. Gervie, the, eye doctor.
Power Yoga.
Elite Nails. They're all raw on that same side of the building. Sticky Fingers used to be in there.
Wait, used to be?
Yeah, Sticky Fingers is closed. Long
what? Time.
I went on vacation to my cousin's wedding in Florida, and I came back, and they were gone.
Stop.
Yeah, there were reasons.
I was rooting for them.
They were doing, so they're reopening in September, from what I've been told.
Okay, where?
No, I haven't, it's all very cryptic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stephanie Thurston.
Yeah, she's upstairs.
Mitchell Thurston.
Yeah.
She's massage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you're at Fatima's.
I'm at Fatima's, yeah. I'm doing hair. I'm building a clientele. I do really good work.
Awesome. Yes, you do.
Yeah, thank you. I will.
Yeah, you're part of my dream team.
Yeah, well, seeing as you haven't come see me.
I know. Well,
Last time I saw you, I had highlights.
I know, now I don't. Because when I go back to, then I just go back and then I do that.
But, I know.
You know, it's like,
well,
I have.
Well, you're in the middle of like a very, you know, different time in your life and you're going to make some bad hair choices. One of them is leaving me, but whatever.
But you do an amazing blowout.
Yeah, I was trained at a blowout bar in Beverly Farms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I always, well, I also read a statistic that guys are better than blow dries because they have different, their arm muscles
are
more developed or shaped differently.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do a really good blowout. Probably one of the best blowouts in town, if I do say so myself. No curling iron needed.
No, because we do it.
No, because I do it all, and people are like, oh my god, you know, I don't have time to go back in with the curling iron. But you want those waves and.
Yeah,
you know,
he does the whole curl, like the waves.
I give you carpal tunnel.
No, I'm more likely to get
curled. I would hurt your. I would hurt your social life.
Wait,
your
so summer goals. That's the only summer goal you have?
No, I have more.
All right, good.
I'd like, besides building my clientele, I mean, you know, I'm really focused on my career right now.
Awesome. I'm very proud of you. That's amazing.
I'm really focused on my career. I'm an adult now. In the past
so
couple months.
You only became an adult.
No, time isn't linear, and we can go into that. I mean, you're still, your inner child is still you years later. You're still that child. So I recently am like, I need to really buckle down, and I can't. You know, I had bad luck with salons, too. I've had really bad luck.
But
I was
great.
Also, you know, Fatima's phenomenal. She's a really good person, and it's a good place to be, and all the girls I work with are all equally as talented.
Yep.
And I think, and I don't even care if I get shit for this, we're the funnest salon in town. Those girls are so fun. If you've ever gone in there and listened to Lisa talk, or even, just we have banter that's like, we're like The View, but really less annoying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got the Barbara Lisp thing. Well, she doesn't have she has that speech impediment. I got the Lisp. You know, Lisa's like Joy Bay. I shouldn't shut up. And then everyone else. But no, it's, I love where I work. For, you know, everyone has things that.
So anywhere, is there anywhere you want to visit? Anywhere you want
to
go?
Yeah, I want to go. I'd love to go do some weird pseudo camping kind of thing. I don't want to actually be in a tent, but I'd like to be drunk in the woods.
Okay. Where are you gonna sleep?
Hopefully underneath someone. No, I'm just kidding. I listen. I hope.
You know what they say? In order to get over someone, you need to get under someone.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen. Please. thankfully, there's no one I need to get over at this time of my life.
You just want
to
get under.
Yeah, I will under, on top, around, inside.
Oh yeah,
doesn't matter. Like, I'll play Scrabble with someone at this point. I don't give a shit. Like, literally, like, I am up for any kind of board game. I'd like to travel more this year, but for summer I like to stay put. I like to go to the beach, I like to have crazy wild nights, I like to complain voraciously about my hangovers. I'm an adult, but I like to work and I like to play.
Can I ask you how long your hangover lasts?
Oh, it depends.
Okay,
but maybe you don't want to get into that.
I drink. Listen, I don't.
What's your summer drink? What's your summer drink?
I have very limited rules on what I won't drink. It's more of what I won't drink.
Is there anything specifically?
I won't drink schnapps.
Okay, but in the summer, do you feel more compelled to drink maybe lemonade with blueberry vodka than you would in the wintertime? Do you feel more compelled to have rosé rather than
More compelled to shotgun and funnel beers in the summer. No, I mean, I don't really have a preference. I drink Captain and Coke. I drink Captain and Coke around.
Okay.
Like, maybe in the fall, you know, drink Shipyard, like Pumpkinhead, with a sugar rim, because it makes you feel all cozy inside. It makes you forget, you know, your deafening, crippling existential dread. But, I don't really have a... I don't really switch drinking more. Maybe I'll drink beer a little bit more, but I don't know. I have this weird relationship with beer. And, what do you drink? Do you...
I do. I always change. I drink according to
my mood. You drink a lot lately. I've seen
lately, I drink all the time. That's my...
I mean, where are your children, Alicia? No.
Not here.
Oh, good. At least you know where yours are. No idea where mine went. I don't even care.
I drink according to my mood, and I do drink according to the weather. I don't drink red wine a lot in the summer.
Yeah.
Because it's heavy.
I feel like it makes you want to sweat.
Right. Like, what you're drinking tonight is the Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
And this is like a humid, hot, like, nice type of night thing.
I like
the
white wine.
Yeah. So I really drink according to my mood. And we talked about the blueberry vodka, Coldwater Creek, that they have at Stone's and at Beauport and at Seaport with lemonade. Because it's like you just crush a bunch of blueberries and put it in vodka and lemonade.
Oh, yeah. I think I've had that one.
I think we need to go see Jamie after this. And have a blueberry and lemonade.
Is Jamie working tonight?
Yeah, what's today?
Tuesday.
Yeah, he works Tuesday. Tuesday. He works tonight. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
The thing is with drinking too, is I'm more of a pothead than I am a drinker. Even though I love to drink, but I would rather, the older I get, the more I'd rather smoke than drink.
Do you smoke versus eat?
Before what?
Eat.
Oh, I thought you said something else. I was like, wait a minute. Now that I've done the whole weight loss thing, I reward myself. Like, smoking is like how I reward myself. But
what are you doing to lose weight? As I know you have done a good job with that. What's going on with that?
I just go to the gym like an hour a week to break it up into two 30-minute sessions. But my deal with myself is I'm not going to break my back doing this. I'm not going to, you know, throw up. I know people throw up during their workouts and, you know, I'm not going to kill myself doing it. You watch what you eat. I mean, but also, when I started doing Reiki, I got the Reiki attunements, and it changes your body. And I was told, and I read a lot up on it, that your whole life changes. Everything changes.
Where do you do Reiki?
I do it out of Fatima's, too. You come to Fatima's. It's really, Reiki's so good for you. Mm-hmm. I think everyone should do, even if you just can't relax. Just like, it's a form, I prefer to think of it as like all healing, guided meditation. I wouldn't say guided. I mean, I do guided meditations too, but they're more of like a assisted meditations where we get in with you and your spirit guides and your any guide and your higher self, and you just use your own body to heal yourself and the energy that swirls around us all the time. Mm-hmm. I think everyone should at least be attuned to like level one. I'm level two, and I'll be going back for other classes soon. But it changes, and I think it changed my metabolism. But I worked hard too.
What do you do for workout?
I just go on the elliptical.
Yeah, me too.
I go on the elliptical.
Do you see? Oh my god! Do you see that gem? No. Let me tell you how that came about.
Oh wait, I saw it on Facebook.
Snapchat.
Snapchat, whatever.
Crystal and I were half cocked, and we went from my dad's house to Ed's Mini Mart, played some Keno. The guy knew Uncle Philly, so the guy gave me Uncle Philly's Keno numbers. We played some Keno, won some money. We're walking back to my dad's, and we see this elliptical on this across the street from him. It said free. We both get on it. It works. It just needs the batteries in the back. And I'm like, we need to get this to my house.
How long did you go on it for?
A good amount of time to know that it wasn't broken. It worked.
Good. Oh, good.
And so, like, how are we going to get this to my house? And my back door to my SUV doesn't really work, so Crystal's does. So, anyway, we get it in there, and then we bring it here. And my sister's friend, Biggie, he helps us get it up the stairs. So, I'm cracking up doing this. Crystal's cracking up. But we're all cracking up because of this 6'5 guy and me getting this elliptical up the stairs, and we got it in. We're like, great, and now it just kind of sits there. So I have to get batteries. It takes 4C batteries to kind of see like what it entails. I'll be really bummed if it doesn't turn on after the batteries, because I mean,
you can still use it, but you can't use the settings.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I like to do the weight loss setting.
Yeah, I do
too. Which is like, it goes like, you go like 4 minutes one way.
And yes.
Minutes,
now, where do you go?
I go to the Y.
Okay, so here's my favorite thing. I never see
anyone I know there, which I
Well, I go to the Y, and one of my favorite. Well, I go when you're sleeping.
What time is that?
6 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sound asleep. Or if I'm awake, it's probably not a
good time. Or 5:30 a.m. So yeah. I went this morning, and you know how they put the downstairs? Now they have the downstairs, and they have some elliptical machines.
Yeah, I go on the one downstairs.
I go downstairs.
That was broken though.
I still went on it.
Anyway. I did too, but the noise was getting to me.
I know. Well, I had headphones on, but I still like it. AC.
The AC.
I love that Y is AC.
But no place else. I've never been to any other gym.
I won't go.
I've been to a Planet Fitness once, but that's not a story that's really appropriate for here. I've been to a Planet Fitness locker room.
I don't go anywhere else, but I really love the AC there.
Yeah, especially that room right there.
Yes.
Go on the elliptical, and I like to put on like Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy, something really emo. I like to channel my inner teenage angst.
Yeah,
pop emo. Like I want to channel my inner angst as I go on there, and you know, usually 15 minutes. I do like some lightweight work.
How long do you go on there though?
The elliptical? Anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes, depending on how much.
You know what's a good one to like when you're like right at that moment is DJ Khaled's All I Do Is Win, because you hear
I'm not that type of person.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I need like some kind of something.
Mm.
Like some kind of EDM, any kind of electronic game. That's considered probably some kind of electronic dance.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of.
I'm not a DJ Khaled person.
No,
that's
the only one I
can
tolerate from him.
Really?
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't that your theme song once when you?
That was actually my, that was my ringtone. I had that as my ringtone.
That's right. I knew I heard it.
Time.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
So, Bridget, it's very appropriate that you have this, but hair salon etiquette do's and don'ts.
Oh, wait. How much time do we have left?
We got some time.
Do we?
I can keep
talking about this.
Executive producer says it's time.
You have some time, but what do you mean by that? So give me an example.
So what are some do's and don'ts? Like someone that wants to come to you, what are the what would you prefer as do and don'ts? Because you know BuzzFeed always has lists, and I see a lot of my hair stylist friends that are like, don't come to me with a photo that is not realistic.
All right.
Don't go there with John. He's going to tell you anything.
Let me tell you. I think the most when it comes to things that aren't realistic is these days. It's prom girls. Girls are coming for prom.
Oh.
And they come in with Pinterest. You know, they're girls. They have thin hair. As an example, let's say a girl comes in, she has really thin hair, and it's probably a little past her shoulders, and she comes in with this picture of this gorgeous girl with beach waves and baby breath and long, long, stunning hair, and it's thick and it holds a curl. Well, what they don't know is that on Pinterest, those models usually have like six packs of extensions in, whether they're clipping or bonded or...
Right, exactly.
And I'm also like, how am I supposed to put flowers in your hair? You didn't come with any fucking flowers. Like, but no, and it's usually those are the people who are like, this isn't realistic. You or bothering me with what I'm doing after the last minute. Like, you know, I want a braid. Like, yeah, you got barely enough hair for me to pin. You want a braid? And if you don't have the hair for or any extensions, I'll point blank, will not put a braid in.
Mm-hmm.
For stuff like that, because everyone wants a braid in, but I think, depending on the obtuse braids on certain people, kind of look, I don't know. I've been using the term vulgar, if that makes any sense, but I just don't think, it depends. I'm not really a braid person, for the most part, but, yeah.
I know, what is up? Is the braid back?
I guess, but it's like, not like, yeah, people, I've seen people doing like the weird Heidi braids, like, they're hiking up the mountain every day to go help grandpa, but I'm just not a braid, depending on, I don't know, I'm not a braid person.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you listen, have the best braids, they look beautiful, they're great. Some people, it just borders on cultural appropriation.
I'm
making fun of
some of us white girls cannot hold cornrows. Yeah. Let's get it real, Gloucester.
People call me all the time asking for cornrows.
Are you serious?
I tell them I can do it. They never show up to their appointments. Yeah, no, every time someone's ever asking for braids, they never show up. That's the other thing too is cancellation.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of no call, no shows, and the other people, like, they'll put, like, oh, I don't know, like, an example that's happened to me recently, that someone, I don't even care at this point, they colored their hair at home.
Oh,
and they had a standing appointment with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care, just call a kid, like, you can't afford it, you can't afford it.
Right.
I don't care if you have a kid, you have a mortgage payment due, sometimes you just can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. All I ask is that you cancel 24 hours before. Because here's the thing, if you don't cancel 24 hours before, I'm charging you the full price of what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my cancellation policy. I budget myself up for the week.
Right.
I need to pay my bills too, this is my life. And a lot of people don't take this very seriously, that it's your career. And they just don't get it. They also don't get that these aren't my prices, I don't own the salon. But I believe they're fair prices.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why I stand by them, because if I didn't, I'd go work at, you know, a Great Clips or something that, you know, affordable, $20 for a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, if you find someone who got your hair good for $20, go to them.
Yeah.
Because I make commissions, so I will get, like, what, $10 out of that $20? It's not worth it. I can't charge like that. No, now that you know all my secrets.
It's
some
industry.
People just don't care. And I don't know if they don't care, they don't take it.
But
this person in particular argument was, well, I went to Sally's, I didn't go to anyone else. And I'm like, no, I don't care. Since you were never, I saw it on Facebook, you were never planning on texting me. And it's like, you know what I mean? Listen, maybe you weren't happy with your last appointment. I mean, there's so much logistics that go into that.
Well, maybe too many people, too much shit on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true too. But I just think it's like when you have a standing appointment and you're texting me, like, you know, the week before, confirming it, and then all of a sudden you go home and you dye your hair box black, and then I can't help you. Especially if, like, per se, we just permed it. I don't want to touch your hair.
Oh, anymore. Correction color
yeah.
is
but,
the
but let me
worst.
Tell you, though, I love correction color because I'm really, really good at it. Really, really good. You should see what I've been able to do. I mean, it's all over Facebook and Instagram. And you can follow me on Instagram at jgaga92. JGAGA92.
Yes.
And you can find all my hair stuff. You can follow all my shenanigans and you can judge my friends.
Oh my God, I need to
judge my friends.
Because we're probably judging you. That's just a cancellation bothers me when people do it twice in a row. And I tend not to mention it because it's about coming into your own power too, is being scared of how to be like, well, if you cancel before. I think you get into the mindset that it's like people are going to cancel and be like, oh my God, what if I can't make it by some emergency? And you're charging me $150 for a foil that I never got.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, there are emergencies in life. If it's one of those things where you just can't afford it, there's a chance you know 24 hours before they're not going to afford it.
Right.
There's a chance. To me, it's my time. I wouldn't do that to you. And listen, we all have emergencies where we've had to cancel on someone at the last minute.
Right.
That happens. I'm just not that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Really
now,
not.
Can I ask you?
Well, I mean, if it's an emergency, God forbid one of your kids gets sick, something's going to happen to your family, cancel. Don't even call me later and I'll wonder, you know, what happened. Some people, you know, work like slaves there. I know a bunch of people who have a hard time. They're managers at certain places and they can't get out because someone doesn't show up. Those are things.
Right.
But I'm talking about the people who just, some people just don't have any respect.
Right.
And it's just like, have just an ounce of respect goes so far.
Right.
That being said, no, the clients I have are phenomenal. Are really, really supportive. They're very loyal. And that's another thing. Loyalty goes a long way, too. Mm-hmm. I'm more inclined to throw in a favor for someone who's really loyal to me than someone who... Like, you know, like, you have friends who will hit you up and be like, hey, will you blow dry my hair and I'll not pay you? But it's like, you go to someone else to pay for your hair. So, no, go ask them to fucking
exactly,
blow dry.
Exactly, right.
That's
right.
The biggest pet peeve to me. People who are like, call it, or they... And I want everyone to listen carefully. People who are like, can you call in and order this purple color for me? But you're going to pay, you pay someone else to do it. Mm-hmm. My friends once in a while, I'll be like, I'll buy a glaze for you, don't worry about it. I gotta go up there anyways, like, just give me the money. But if you're fucking paying someone else to do your fucking hair, don't, I'm not the beauty supply store. I am not salon-centric. I am
Why
not your
would
person.
They ask
Because
you
people are ignorant. They have no makeup.
If they already go to someone, why wouldn't they pay for the color? Because
when they
want
to do it, then they want to do it themselves, or they want to bring it to that person to have it done. I don't play like that. I don't.
No, why don't they go to that person and ask them to get the hair color for them?
Because they think it's going to be cheaper if they bring it in. Listen, if you bring in your own color, I'm paying you the same amount.
Not for nothing. You should not be amount. No hair salon. If you went in with your own color, a lot of the hair salons are not going to fucking use it on you.
The only time I ever let that happen
is if they're allergic to the color that you use.
Yeah, I mean, even then, people, well, that's another thing with hennas and stuff, too. I can go on for hours about that. But if people come in, they're like, I screwed up my hair at home, and they're halfway there,
yeah.
But they just couldn't get the application right. And if I'm like, listen, I don't have any violet on me right now, like a pastel lavender, if you want to run to Sally's, I'm going to charge the same amount, but that's the only way. People, I've done that before. Stuff like that doesn't bother me. I'm just trying to help you out. I'm not. I don't expect you to be a full time client. If you go, come on, come in. I always have openings.
I love the people that fucking do their own hair at home. They fuck it up and then they get mad when they have a $200.
Oh, even more than that.
Color correction.
But you spend
when they go into the
more
salon.
More than that, because
like,
you're not going to come out six the first time.
You would have been done at $50, $60, $75 in the first place if you just would have done that. You would not have thought you were some hairdresser.
Well, I also think people lack common sense when it comes to hair, too.
Seriously. Everyone thinks they're a hairdresser.
Oh, everyone's a hairdresser, especially now with Pinterest. And it's like, oh, yeah, you can do a pretty sock bun with a braid in it. That's nice. Tell that to my student loans. Like, no, and it's, I get, like, and the other thing is, I can't even mention, I'm not even going to go into it because I'll offend someone I know. Unlicensed makeup artists kill me, bothers me. It's a sanitation thing.
Right.
Because you go to school to learn sanitation. And when I see someone using the same eyeliner that they use on you, they're not wiping it down, or the same, I'm sorry, mascara. And they're not, and I'm not saying everyone does this. Listen, I'll probably get shit for it. I don't care. If I own a salon, everyone there is going to be licensed in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or at least certified in something.
Right.
It's a sanitation thing, and I'm not knocking anyone's talent.
So are you licensed as a makeup artist as well?
I'm licensed for everything, hair, skin, and nails. Right. When you get your hair license in the state of Massachusetts, and I don't know if this is an American overall thing, but in the state of Massachusetts, you can do hair, skin, and nails.
Oh, nice.
So I can do everything. I can't do nails to save my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like you gave a hand job to a razor blade. Like, it's not... I'll fuck your life up.
Put your hand in the weed whacker.
Yeah. But, you know, it's... Some people just... And it's not... I don't know. I get very angry about it because I feel things very passionately.
I think so.
But when I feel like I'm being used, it's like, oh, run to the store and grab my hair color.
Right.
But that's also... I will make up 900 excuses to not do it. Be like, oh, no, they caught on the other people buying on my account. I'll just... But the truth is, now that I'm behind a microphone, I guess I can say it. And be like, no, I'm not going to... If I don't do your hair, I'm not buying anyone's hair color.
You know what? And
I'm sorry. I just... You're not going to go in there on my account. I just... Because, you know what? If you're not going to support me, I'm not going to support you. I don't care what you look like if you're not coming to me.
I think when you get old... I keep saying this. When you get older, John. When you get to our age... You start to give that point where you don't give a fuck, and you're like, listen,
I don't either, but I have to
like,
filter myself.
I'll burn
too many bridges.
Well, you know what? People need to hear the hard
shit. Fuck that shit. I've already burned way too many bridges.
I know, but you know, I plan on living here for a while.
I feel like we need to...
I prefer the lynch mob to come when I'm 40, not now.
But I feel like you also need to educate people to make sure they become correct.
No. And the thing is, too, anyone who gets their hair done, it's honesty with your hairdresser. If you don't like what they did at the last appointment, talk to them. Don't just go to someone else because you're salty about, she cut my bangs a little too short, or, you know, he did this. Like, grow up. Learn to be honest. A little loyalty goes so far.
Be loyal.
I can tell you what I would do for someone who's been going to me for years versus someone who didn't like a highlight one, so they went to someone and they got to come back to fix it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that happens. Everything happens, and you can't take it too seriously. You can't take anything too seriously. It's fucking hair, it grows fucking back.
And we only have 110 hair salons in the city.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, too. It's like, that's the issue, is people are too scared to be honest, because, like, whatever, I'll just fucking go down the street to so-and-so and do this and that. And you know what? They might be better at what you're asking for. But I tell people all the time, you have to be honest, because you know what you want to say to your hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
So just say it. Sometimes, it's just not going to work. It's not them, it's not... And I have people come to me, it's like bleaching their hair, and they're like, oh, my hair doesn't lift, but I want a full foil. But they'll tell me their hair doesn't lift after a foil. Or they'll be like, or they'll keep things away from me. And I'll be like, well, it's lifting really unevenly, so I don't know. And they'll be like, oh, I dyed it with like this box brown like 3 weeks ago. And I was like, I asked them, and they'll evade it. And then, but you, the older you get to, the more you get better at the consultation. And we avoid these things. That hasn't really happened to me in a really long time.
I'm like, can I put a paper towel over my head right
now? No, here's the thing. You have a better head of hair than most people.
I've been told that a lot.
I mean, where was I going with this? The other thing that really annoys me is when people come up to me randomly and they're like, oh, you're a hairdresser. How should my hairdresser do my hair? What should I tell them? I'm like, you know what? That's nothing to do with me. That's not money that's going in my pocket. You... figure it out. I'm not here for free consultation. If you want to go to me and you want to make an appointment with me, let me help you out. But I'm not trying to steal you from no one. And that's the other thing that really bothers me about the town is my competition is my friends and my family. Because how many of us in the family are hairdressers?
Everybody.
How many friends do we have that are hairdressers?
Everybody.
It sucks.
That's why it's like,
sucks. And you can't take it personally.
And I was in the business.
I know people who take it really personally.
And I was in the business too.
You were a salon manager for a long time.
So it's like, it's not just I leave you to go to my aunt. It's
yeah, but that's your aunt. I feel like in the first place she would take priority anyway.
But it doesn't matter. I went to Jessica. I've gone to a million people.
She actually has a party... invitation. It's like an Etsy store.
Yes, she does.
And she's so talented, and I love her to death. We have
her
to call her
awesome.
Out. And I'm gonna, but you keep going while I find her.
So we keep talking about John's age, and he's really young. So obviously, I don't think he can answer this question.
He might.
I'm a really old soul.
I know. Well, I am too. I'm like. So any age. So Bridget could even attest to this. Have you turned an age that you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to turn this age. I'm going to have a really hard time with it. Or have you not gotten there yet? Or are you looking at...
I'm trying to find Jessica, the name of her Etsy
shop. So you're young. You might be too young for this. But it's an age where you turned an age and you go, oh my God, I think I'm having anxiety about this.
Or you're
going
to come to an age.
Oh, I had anxiety because I was 3 years old. Like, I just know. Listen, you give me something to be anxious about, if you think you're having anxiety, I can show you anxiety.
But, for instance, I remember vividly my nail girl, Erin, when she turned 25, she's like, having a really hard time with 25. And I'm like, why? She's like, I don't know, but I'm having a really hard time with 25. And there are some people that never have a problem being a certain age.
There are some people who go crazy.
And some people like, oh my God, I'm 30. Oh my God, I'm 40. Oh my, and some people, I don't know what triggers. I don't know. But so, Bridget, have you ever had an age that, or no?
When I turned 29, I was like, oh my God, I'm 29. Oh my God. Like, you know.
It was a hard feel.
Things happened in San Diego where at the age of 29, my life was supposed to be completely different, and it all of a sudden wasn't. So that was really hard for me. And I was like, oh my God, next year I'm going to be 30. I fell into this groove we call...
Put your phone on silent.
We're
almost done. We're an hour, 8 minutes, and his phone's going off.
Because people are probably like, oh, he's doing something, so let's
chat him up. And then... right around November, which my birthday is Martin Luther King weekend, so everyone always forgets it because it's right after New Year's, so everyone's still hungover. And I was playing softball, and it happened to be during a Vegas tournament, and I'm like, I'm fucking 30! Yeah! Had the most amazing time.
Yeah, I love that.
No, it wasn't that I was excited to be 30. My birthday party... in my entourage, I had the squad goals before Taylor Swift. Thank you.
Well, she's obnoxious, isn't she?
She is. made it amazing. And then I also had the, I don't give a fuck, I don't care what your name is, we're going. Like, that kind of mentality. Sorry, Mom. For the whole year. Turned 31, got injured, was like, fuck this bullshit. I want to be 30 again. Not because I want to be younger. I want the animal back. I miss the animal. I thought about it the other day.
The animal lives in you, honey.
I know. But it's like,
that's a quote from Lion King, actually.
But like, now that like I'm getting older, like I have anxieties about like, where's my life going? Like, I mean, I'm helping my mom who's sick.
Yeah.
You know, and like, it's like, sometimes I'll go into waves where I have to call my brother and have him talk me down off the cliff. It's like, what about the house? What about this? Oh my God, what about all that? Like, I don't make that kind of money to, like, if something should happen, like, I'm, like, still in baller status just because I live with my mom. I pay rent, I pay bills, I got bills.
Yeah.
You know?
I have bills, too. I don't pay them, but I got them. Existential crises. I just got over it.
When's your birthday?
It just popped up this year. My birthday is December 21st. I'm born on the cusp.
So you're going to be 24. Wow.
Yeah, that's that.
We're not talking about his age, remember? He's 21.
You can't be that young and be like, we're not talking about my age.
It's the thing. I've been going to therapy for it. And it's more of like a spiritually based therapy, but and this is where you can tune out if you want. If you take it with a grain of salt. Because
they probably haven't tuned out already if it's an hour and 11 minutes.
But listen, we like to listen to ourselves talk, it's on the count. Well, it's because I feel like this should be so much more than I'm doing at 23. And I feel like my career should be here, this should be here. And you do this thing where you start comparing yourself to other people, which is the most toxic thing you can really do. So you know, when you start comparing yourself to other people, and you start being like, but so-and-so's here, but then if you look at the big picture, so-and-so probably has had everything handed to them. And then so-and-so here is this, and that's their life journey. And
part
of the
reason...
But it's
all what you put into.
Yeah.
But also, I think about it too, is when I call, like, when I compare myself, I'll call Christina, and Christina will be like, you've had more life experience than half of these people you're comparing yourself to. You've seen some shit.
Everyone has a different route.
Right.
It's all different. When you sign on to come...
But I would like a partner on my route by now, goddammit.
Yeah, but you know what? That's... Well, don't we all?
I need a partner in crime because I need bail money.
Thank you. Girl, listen, I hear that. It's also when you're an old soul, because you have lived so many lives before, like, because... what did you say, 33?
34.
Mm-hmm. And I'm 23, just because I'm younger than you, I might have lived my soul, I've lived probably 9 more lives than you. You never know. So you feel, because you're more what they say woke, you're more awakened, whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You feel it, and you feel it. Especially with our family, we have a lot of history of psychic and being more attuned to things that aren't in the physical realm.
Right.
I'll just throw this fucking phone against the wall.
No, I have that. I mean,
More attuned. It makes life a little bit more... Because you're more aware of things, yeah.
Weird.
And you feel things a little bit more. And it's like you're being empathetic, and, you know, we're all naturally psychic.
So I'm being 35 in a month.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it might be... I don't know. I'm not having a hard time with it. I'm more in tune... More in tune with it, I guess.
Well, you're newly single,
because
too,
of everything that's
happened.
Like, this is like literally the first time in my life I've ever been single, which is kind of weird. And I'm kind of on the opposite of you guys, where you guys feel like you should be at a certain point because of your age. I'm completely opposite. I've already lived a full entire life. And I'm getting into a scene where everyone my age is just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm completely opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like the old fucking fogey of the 34 and 35 year olds, where my kids are much older.
Yeah.
You know, it's why I identify myself a lot more with people in their 40s to late 40s. Because I'm more on their level than I really am with the people that, you know, that the guys that are just dating and trying to figure out who they are at 34 and 35.
Yeah.
Honey, I've been there, done
you
that.
I
don't need to be figuring out who you are at 34, 35, no marriage,
you know,
no kids. Like, I need I need someone that's already lived.
With someone who's like I would rather be
with someone that's already divorced. I'd rather be
They
know the road. I would rather be with someone that already has kids. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, really funny, people in their 40s, their kids are still 8, 9, 10 years old. Where mine are 16 and 12. I still have the oldest kids being as young as I am. So it's completely different for me.
Yeah. But it's a new era too, especially with this 35. It's a different...
He wants you to feed him.
You're entering a completely brand new phase of your life. I mean, it's natural to have worries about it.
Sucks.
My whole life, every day is a new phase. I'm like Sybil, but...
But see, at your age, I was already married and had two kids.
Yeah.
My life accelerated.
But maybe that was meant to get that out of the way because you're meant to have kids. You're meant to have experienced what you experienced with your partner at that time. Right. And something else is coming back. The kids are older. Because let me tell you, when my mother and my father got divorced, it was different because I was 19 and Michael was 15?
Yeah, my 16? Parents didn't divorce until I was 17.
Yeah, so it wasn't like my mother really, we needed my mother. I mean, I always going to need my mom and my dad. You're always going to be that child of 8 who needs their parents. But it's different. I think it was completely freeing for my mother because now she can really do these girl weekends these weekend getaways with the girls, or, you know, if the girls want to take her here and go there, she can do that and not worry about me and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially now that, you know, Michael's going to be 21 in a few months. And
wow, you guys are only a couple years apart?
Yeah, where my mother had us late. She was 38 when she had me, and she was 40 when she had Michael.
Fuck.
She didn't want children. They were adamant on not having kids, but then her brother passed away, and she was like, I might as well have a John of my own. So then she started... She had kids very late. She had trouble conceiving, too.
Okay. And
having a pregnancy.
So then you guys are miracle babies.
She almost lost me, too, but then she went to... what was the name of that place in Ipswich? It was like La Salette. Or something. It was like a church, and they prayed over me. Well, she was prayed over, and I ended up being fine. But then we attribute, I'm a miracle. Anyone's existence on this plane is a miracle. So, look at us. We go from talking about dicks to miracles. I mean, listen.
Bring it
full
circle.
Speaking of miracles, how about those dicks? You know, I guess you were all miracle children. I mean, and if you've ever met Michael, his personality is probably not that much of a miracle. But, you know, what he has in the look departments I make up for with my personality. You know what I mean? We're very balanced. We're all, and he's a Libra, too, so he likes that.
What are you?
I'm, with everything, it's not easy. So, as I was entering the birth canal, halfway through the birth canal.
You're on the cusp, huh?
The sun entered the house of Capricorn. From Sagittarius.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you're December 21st?
December 21st, but literally, my birth chart comes out different every time on what my major sign is, depending on who does it and how. I'm technically a Capricorn, but I guess I'm a certain brand of Capricorn. And if you're a Capricorn and your moon sign is particularly flamboyant, the irony, right? You're a completely different type of Capricorn. So my moon sign was Sagittarius.
Okay.
So you can't really get more flamboyant.
Oh, that makes sense for my old roommate.
So I am a Sagittarius, and I am literally both.
Sagittarius, Capricorn.
And I'm highly psychic, too, because I'm born on the cusp of
prophecy. I'm a Leo through and through and through. You name it.
Oh, I bet you.
Have you ever
had your birth chart done?
No.
You can online have it done. I know everything in my house is out. I just don't know what any of it means.
So I've been coming across a lot, and I'm like, it doesn't match with me. But I'm still coming across them are Scorpios. Scorpios, like they're true Scorpio. Scorpios are usually narcissistic. Scorpios, they're assertive.
I don't know anyone who's actually a Scorpio, but if I did, I'd probably agree.
Even Joey is a Scorpio, but I'm gonna tell you right now, he's not a true Scorpio. When you look up Scorpio and you look up their true signs, Joey is not. And he's actually a little bit past the cusp, but I'm gonna tell you right now, his moon's gotta be somewhere else because he is not. And I have dated textbook Scorpios. That shit don't work with Leos.
Are they fire signs too, Scorpio?
Yes.
All right, so that Sagittarius.
So either you get along or you don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is
either you
no...
blend well and you burn together, exactly. Or you burn each other.
See, yeah. I don't follow any of those signs, so like,
it's, I mean, it's good to know, but it's good like to keep in your head. But I don't think you should put way too much.
I know, but it's important for me
because I'm such a true Leo, yeah. And I'm so strong, and because that is like. I always call Leos, they're the most powerful sign of the zodiac.
Yeah, if that's what you want to call it.
I'm a Capricorn, so I'm just like, if I don't like your personality,
I think this has been coming up a lot for me lately, too. I've been talking about horoscopes a lot with people lately.
Mm-hmm. It's not always asking people signs. Like, obviously, like, I get, like, Leos get along with Aries the best, yeah. And my daughter's an Aries. My best friends are Aries.
Yeah.
Leo and Aries are like two peas in a pod. I know signs I don't get along with. I don't get along with male Pisces. I don't mesh with male Scorpios. I know what I don't mesh with. Now I just got to find out what I do mesh with.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of the person. I can make conversation with a rock. I'm very friendly, unless when I'm not. but... I find with Libras, especially Libras born earlier in their respective areas,
mm-hmm.
I clash heads with them. I get along with them, but I really clash. And no one, I feel like with Libras, I don't know, because my great grandmother was a Libra. And I, growing up, I wasn't closer to anyone
than
her.
So what's a Libra?
Libras are, off the top of my head, I
can't. No. What's the date?
I think there are.
Ish.
End of September to
okay,
October.
Okay, so between Virgo and a Scorpio.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Because yeah. Then so, Scorpio, Sagittarius, yes. Capricorn,
yeah.
So on and so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's in between.
Yeah, but mostly early. Libras, I tend to disagree. I have a very different outlook than Libras.
I worry
about different things than Libras do. I find them to be... I feel like... Because I think I'm the smartest person in the world. Sometimes I find that I'm like, oh, how can I not get through to you? It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mostly Libras.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I feel like I clash with, but I don't.
Sagittarius, I've seen to get along with really well.
Like, I feel like, though, if you gave me a list of people and you were like, so-and-so is this, so-and-so is this, so-and-so is that, there would be a list of, especially the people who don't like me, would probably be a very certain sign. I don't know what sign it would be, but,
right.
You know. I mean, there's not... I can name three people for a fact who don't like me, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. So this is, in the books, the longest podcast ever.
Is it? Woo! Oh, God, you guys let me talk forever.
The longest podcast for Alicia Unleashed, at least.
Oh, Joey turned this off like in minute 25, so it's fine.
A minute? Oh, yeah. Joey is not listening this.
No. He should, though, because we turned
it off.
I know.
He was the one who got me on here.
Yeah.
I know. So he's got to listen to the whole thing.
Listen,
we should talk about
Joey.
His meat more, you know?
Oh, with that, did we get that on? Was that recorded?
Yeah. What did you just say?
His meat.
Wait, oh, we love Joey's
meat's good.
Joey's got good meat.
Oh, no. Oh, that's... Oh, never mind. I think we're talking about something.
I want to see his reaction. Joey's meat.
Yeah. Wait, so real quick. So before we go, let me call out my girl, Jessica Marquise, who makes these phenomenal party designs. And I actually had to text her to get...
In Etsy.
On Etsy. And her shop is DM3 Party Design. So it's www.etsy.com/shop/DM3 Party Designs. And if you're really throwing a party for your kid, and you're someone who likes to spend a lot of money on a first birthday, don't care.
No, really.
But no,
like,
but they're beautiful, and I think she's really affordable, too.
She is.
But
she's awesome.
All
she's
handmade,
really great
she's,
work.
She's someone who's creative like that.
Yeah.
So I just want to call her out. I love her to death, and just because we happened to mention her earlier.
Yes.
And then you can find me at Fatima's Hair Design, 978-281-5583 on Main Street in the Browns Mall. And this month, when you come in and get any color service, I'll give a free marula oil treatment if you mention this podcast.
And wow!
Look at that!
And you can follow
Wait,
me on Instagram.
Wait, how many more days until the end of July?
That's
July.
That's
no.
Hey, remember me?
You can make it right now if you want. And my Instagram is jgaga92, J-G-A-G.
A92.
You can tell I'm wearing down now. And you can follow me on Instagram for all my crazy hair stuff and completely inappropriate pictures of me
snaps?
And my friends. Oh, and on Snapchat, I am not giving that out because you don't need to see that.
I do.
You don't
do.
Well, we'll talk about that. I don't mind. God knows I'll have like one of my bosses like 80-year-old clients listen to this and be like, ooh, snap chat. And then they'll be, you know, me like upside down chugging something with an ice luge and
holy like, shit, to yeah. be young again. Oh, fuck,
you can
man.
Still do that. You can get up on the ice luge.
Girl, I got a broken keg. Back. I ain't doing any like, of that yeah. shit.
Well, then we will
me?
Bring the keg to you. We will tip the keg upside down. There is always a way to party.
I drank really, like 15 beers the other day and I'm still fucking recovering.
I can't even drink 15 beers while peeing my pants.
No, I eat every 5 seconds.
Oh,
I
yeah. Did. Once you break the seal.
Once you break the seal, that's why I didn't drink any water. That was my problem.
Oh my god.
It was like, Papa Scott, what's up, Winga?
I don't even know this closer.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, I'm so excited. All right, so. Good morning, good night, Gloucester, because it's the longest podcast ever.
How long have you been going for?
An hour and 25 minutes, bitch.
I can't come
hour
back for a while.
25 minutes. Yeah. That is number 32. Number 32
well,
in the books,
thank you so much
bitches.
For having me. I appreciate it.
You're going to come back again.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you so much for Joey yes. for making this happen, because, you know, Alicia didn't invite me back after the last.
I did.
You didn't know, and you canceled. Something came up.
Something came up.
And then we ended up.
Probably my divorce,
yeah.
but, you know,
yeah,
that's
well,
how it
hey,
goes.
You know what? Mine was, I had to bury a few husbands in between. But other than that, all right, and God bless America. And the children.
God bless America.
That's not it.
Oh, that's not the
God
goal
bless
there.
The children, and God bless everyone in Flint, Michigan, who has no water. You should really Google it, look into it, and see who's in your state house.
John is really. What's going on with
I'm
the
I'm political
here?
In the way
right.
I get my.
Yes, you're very good. All right. Good night.
All right, bye. Give me the bottle.
Good work, Rich.
Thanks.
Good night.